I'm just willing to buy. He's like, hey, man, you get a new sofa? I'm like, I mean, to be fair, you don't know if I have an old sofa. It's fucking weird. No, it says that I'm already genetic.
Oh, my God. Been daughter, malt liquors.
You been can't. Daughter, I might liquors. That's pretty good. Kelly's sitting funny. It's making me sound
I'm sorry.
Funny.
Do you need me to move?
You move over this way.
I'm cool. I'm cool now.
Whatever, I'm cool.
I just had to.
Fuck you, stay over there. Because there's no.
Foot's asleep.
I'm not asking you if you're cool.
It's one that's cool? Man spread a bit. Great.
Fuck you, stay over there.
Alright, we're good.
This isn't bothering me.
Anyway, good.
No, I'm good.
James is mad because I'm not touching him.
Yeah, well, maybe you should.
Keep trying to be nice to him. He's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to see you.
Huh? Come visit then.
This Duh. Is fucking weird. Alright. Hey, you're listening to Hold My Beer, huh? Who's excited?
Oh, yeah.
Show of hands? Alright.
I have an erection.
Kelly's fucking back, everybody, in studio, Yay. Huh? Can't even get my own fucking name out. I'm Danny Mullins, Chris's host, by night. Sad man by day. And Chris is here.
I flop them, they drop them. Chris Mullins.
You're...
Doesn't matter.
Okay. No, it doesn't. Kelly, you know, hey.
I'm here.
You're in the studio. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's been a long-ass time.
Right.
Instead of being in the TV, you can now look at the TV.
Yes.
All right.
And, damn, I must have looked fat.
What?
It is a Vizio.
It's pretty big. It's an LG, by the way.
The logo's on the fucking front of the TV, Chris.
I know.
All right. And lastly, we have Yams, who cannot be bothered.
I'm just a poser. I won't be poorer than I actually am.
Oh, are LGs better?
Than a Vizio?
Yeah.
By far?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Hey. And yeah, I'm Yams.
Oh, LG's like an actual company. Vizio is like a crap.
It's a seven-year-old Korean kid in his basement.
Isn't the big TV out there a Vizio?
Exactly.
Ah, fuck. But my small one's a good brand?
Vizio's like the Sam's Cola to...
Faygo?
Pepsi.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good enough. So generic brand.
Isn't Sam's Cola more like Coke?
It is.
I don't know.
It is. You're right. Pop. I don't drink Mountain Lightning. Huh? That's their Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah.
That's all I know. Oh, Dr. Mountain.
Dr. Thunder.
Is it Dr. Thunder?
Dr. Thunder, bitch.
You're right.
That's Sam's, isn't it?
That's what we're fucking talking about.
Sam's Cola. Sam Walton. Yeah. Walmart. The Walsworth.
Sorry. Wally World. You got this. You got it.
You got this. Yeah, I don't know why I came back, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry.
See you later.
Let's just go ahead and do the beer review up top, because...
we want beer.
Our mouths are going to be unfunctional here in a little bit, and not in the fun
That's
way.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
No.
There's a, Danny you know, can a always percentage use his mouth. Of a chance that mouth. I don't know. 12 well, to 50?
We have a returning champ, at least when it comes to me and Yams. Insider yes. Boys. Yes. It's actually sold locally here, where we live now, for the first time ever. And I'm very excited. I know it's not a beer, so Kelly will probably hate it.
I've actually had this before, but it was not this.
What the fuck is a limoncello?
Yeah.
You mean lemon? You could say cello, but you couldn't say lemon?
Is it lemon with L-E?
It is an E.
That Danny? Is an E. Is
oh, an you're e. looking at the bottom.
Yeah.
Why is
limoncello.
Holy crap. It's spelled differently right above
it
that.
It is.
No, I didn't because I'm not a jackass.
But that's crazy.
Apple, limoncello. Or cello. I'm choosing to say cello.
Maybe limoncello is like their word for this, but that's maybe limoncello is actually a thing, and we just don't know.
I don't know.
It's 5% by alcohol volume. That's exciting.
Oh man, we're on hard tonight.
What are we toasting to?
Good health.
Oh, Kelly cleared us out. So apparently, we're toasting to Kelly being back in the studio.
Yay!
He lives a whole like 40 minutes away. You can't blame him for only coming once a year. So.
Exactly.
Yes, we can.
Cheers.
And he does.
I want to know if this is a lime or a lemon before I put it in my mouth.
Okay. There's a picture of a lemon.
There is a picture of a lemon.
Having tasted
merged with an apple.
Having tasted it, I will let you know.
It's neither.
It's a mandarin.
It's lemon. It's definitely lemon. All right. Kelly, it's been so long. Did you give thumbs back in your day?
No.
I did like twice. Like when I first came here, or not first came here. When I was actually in studio, I did twice. And then I did it when I was not in studio.
With a beer that we weren't trying, correct?
Yeah, that one time, Hams. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you tried Hams here because you brought it with you.
No.
You took it back with you when you left, and then I got a text with a frowny face saying, I've spilled it all my Hams, and you sent me a picture of the case just broken in your fucking driveway.
No, and then I did, but the first time we did it over Facebook, I just had a can of Hams left. So I've actually bought Hams twice.
That's too many times. I'll be honest with you.
I don't eat pork.
All yes, right. You do.
No, yeah, it should be you don't eat porks.
Yeah.
Porks. Hams, porks.
I get it. Got so it. Let me break this beer down
hold
to
on,
you.
Hold on.
I don't know what we're doing here.
Hold on, wait a minute. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
That was a sausage McMuffin.
All right, thank you. That's the only thing I needed to say. Go ahead and break down the beer, sir.
I had a piece of pepperoni pizza on my way here, too.
Goddamn, listen to this.
I don't like pork chops or, like, pork whole.
Pork hole?
I would like, eat pork.
That's,
whole
a, that's a live pig.
You know? Oh. I go through stages where like pork steaks, just pork chops, they just do not sound good to me at all.
Oh, same here. I'm not a huge fan, but I mean, I'll eat it. Especially bacon.
I'll beat the hell out of it with a tenderizer and bread that sucker.
A tenderloin. I ate a shit ton of tenderloins this week.
You are a
hypocrite.
Those
are all pork. Yeah.
You are a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
You're like trying to go all Muslim, but you know,
really
backsliding Muslim.
Kelly.
Yeah, you're backsliding Muslim. Yeah,
that's weird, because like he was at a car show this weekend, and I saw him hood slide across the General Lee while yelling Allah Akbar. It was weird as fuck.
It's true.
So break down this cider.
Yeah, someone fucked up and put their reds in my Zima. That's what it is.
I get it.
It's a splash of reds L in a Zima. Which me and James was discussing earlier. How bad it sucked to be the first asshole at a bar when that shit first came out in the 90s to walk up and order a Zima.
A Zima.
Just think about it. It's spelled like lima bean. Lima. It's Zima.
Can I get a Zima?
I'm like, no, that's wrong.
Like, if I were to look at it, going by like lime and all that, I would just say Zime.
Yeah.
That'd be even worse.
Well, there's an A at the end.
There's an A on E.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they said Zima.
Yeah. That's why I said it's spelled like
In my head, it's really like Z-I-M-E. I don't know why.
Z-I-M-A.
It's not worth learning, honestly.
To be a Zima, it should be Z-E-M-A, I think.
But yeah.
Zima.
Huh? But not. Maybe two E's.
It's actually spelled Zima.
Yeah.
All right. Thumbs, though.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, the funny thing is, though.
You don't, no, I'm not. Dude, I like it.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it is still a Reds and a Zima mix.
I've had one Zima.
That's what this is.
I've only had one Zima, so I honestly don't really remember what it tasted like.
The aftertaste of this is kind of like the Zima.
Okay. I can't disagree. I don't know any better.
It's got that Sprite aftertaste.
Yeah, it's there very 90s it. Yeah.
Like a Zima.
Sour.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like 90s version of sour stuff.
And it's funny, Zima, I always thought it was really hilarious because it has no front taste. Like, it just has that aftertaste. It goes down kind of like Sprite, I guess.
It's like bad water.
Yeah.
You only taste it on the back end.
Or like when you go when you're not paying attention, you go to a fountain pop, you fill up and take a drink. What the hell? It's nothing but sulfur water. Like
right.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thumbs, though. Can somebody give some thumbs?
I give it two. I hate to give a Cider Boys two, but I'm giving it two.
So is this your favorite Cider Boys you've tried?
Yeah.
It's really.
It's the only one I would drink another one of.
It's really refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, it's really good.
I mean, if I'm gonna rate it as a beer, zero.
No, it's not a beer.
I mean, as an alcoholic drink because it tastes like.
Now, why would we review a beer in the beer review, Kelly?
Dumbass.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm old fashioned.
Mm. Like, well, you're old school, man. Ago. You're one of those H&B OGs.
There
you
go.
That's a shirt.
But anyway, I'd give it one just because it doesn't make you want to throw up.
Okay. Yep.
No, I give it two.
Two as well.
Yeah.
7 out of 6 thumbs because we're good at math.
Wasn't two you'll buy again or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely buy this again. Like if I ever find another Cider Boys variety pack, I'll pick it up in a fucking heartbeat because I haven't had one I didn't like except for Blackberry.
Well, if I had a bunch of gay friends that were coming over and I needed to get
would your woman drink it and like it? Would your wife enjoy this beverage?
You know what? I just got it, but this kind of tastes like white wine. So yeah.
So you would buy it again.
Kelly, you've never been at a party where a gay person showed up, have you?
Yes.
They don't show up with cider. They show up with Bud Light Lime.
That's not true.
Yes, and...
No, it's very true. I've seen it on multiple
Stripper's
occasions.
Brother.
Nothing gay about Bud Light Lime.
What?
Somebody not too far from the...
There's nothing wrong with Bud Light Lime. If you're just going to have, like, a nice, you know, gay drink, it's okay. No, if you're not, it's kind of like what I would use this for, is for like something nice to drink. Not, you know, I don't think I want an alcoholic beverage. Pull out the cider boys. No.
In Danny's head, you walk into a gay bar, they only have one beer on tap. It's Bud Light Lime. That's what Danny thinks of Bud Light Lime. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've seen some shit.
But you know, they're just like trying to play off, you know, how some people like to put a little lime in their beer, you know?
Yeah.
Usually those are good old
boys.
That's
why they don't taste real lime.
It's not Mexican.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I know what gay. It is. It's
probably 32-ounce Pacifico at a Mexican restaurant the other day. Two lime wedges in it. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
I love when people say Spanish versus the Kelly, because every time it happens, it reminds me of that one time he failed at ordering queso in a Mexican restaurant because they couldn't understand him.
I think the dude was fucking with him.
I hope so.
Well, yeah.
Looking back, probably. I'm not sure it wasn't Pedro.
No, it wasn't Pedro. It was this guy that I always forget. I know him when I see him. We worked together and everything for, like, my uncle, and yeah.
Are you saying they all look the same, Kelly?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up.
Dude, everybody looks the same. All you people look the same.
Oh, he's told me white people look alike several times.
And when I say that, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I had another confrontation this week. This one not at a Taco Bell, so it wasn't quite as exciting. Although I did find out that our entire family at least attempted to eat at that Taco Bell in one night, because Chris was there beforehand. Our parents were there afterwards.
What's going on? Give me the nutshell.
I told a lady to shut up and said it was fucking bullshit because they were out of rice. I had been in line for 20 minutes, all right? Just listen to last week's episode. I went into it. And then our parents were there afterwards, and there was one lady working because everybody else had walked out. So that lady might have quit. So I was moving a sofa into a mental health facility, which is always fun. It's just me, a tool cart, and a sofa, and a possible homeless man on the corner. So, hey, man, you get a new sofa?
They didn't send anybody with you to move a couch?
No, because you called off. So it was just me and a sofa.
Scheduled off. There's a difference.
That's true.
You what?
Scheduled off?
Oh, yes.
It wasn't impromptu, I suppose. But I'm just willing to buy. He's like, hey, man, you get a new sofa? Like, I mean, to be fair, you don't know if I have an old sofa. It's fucking weird. And I was like, nah, man, we just took it, cleaned it, I'm bringing it back. He's like, oh, that's cool, man. It looks comfy. Is it comfy? I was like, I don't know. I didn't test it out. I'm just wheeling it in. He's like,
because it was covered in piss.
Yeah, it was. To me, it looks comfy. Is it comfy? I was like, I don't know, man. I didn't try it out first. I haven't sat on it. He's like,
just let him sit down there for a second.
Or just say yes.
We'll get there.
Yep.
I should have. That would have been a lot faster.
Or just tell him to shut up like you did the girl.
He stares at me, dead in the eyes. He's like, I'm not asking you if it's comfy. I'm telling you, to me, it's comfortable. Is it comfortable? I was like, you just asked me again if it was comfortable. He's like, I'm not asking you, man. Is it comfy? I was like, what? And then I just ended up wheeling it in, and he's just staring at me through the window like, that motherfucker never said it was comfortable. He never said it was comfortable. And that blew my mind.
Trump's America, man.
This dude was on. He had to be on something. Because next thing, like when I'm walking back out with just the tool cart very quickly to my work van, he's just like halfway in someone's car. Like I could only see his back half because the rest is in the car. And the car is stopped in the middle of the road. Like there's somebody driving it. He's leaning over them into, like, their center console. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
You gotta make a living.
You should have asked him if the car was fast. Is the car fast? No, I mean, I'm just saying the car looks fast. I'm not asking you, is the car fast, but is the car fast?
Yeah,
it's because my observation says that car is fast.
To me.
So is it fast?
That car is fast.
Yeah.
Now tell me, is the car fast? Because I'm not asking you. Like, you can't ask a question and then you'd be like, I'm not asking,
he's
motherfucker.
He's stating a question.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, in his mind, there's an exclamation point at the end, not a fucking question mark. And I was supposed to be able to tell that. Or probably both. Yeah. So I'm gonna try to get into one confrontation a week now, I think.
That sounds good.
That's going to go well for you.
Yeah. I just hope it never comes to blows.
No, you'd be all right. You can blow them off. And
blow them off?
Yeah.
You mean suck their dick, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Give them a blowjob and get you out of any confrontation.
Will it?
Yeah.
Okay. I found a list of celebrities you didn't know had their own alcohol brands. And this first one, I had no idea, but I feel like we need to fight it and review it, even though it's tequila, and I hate tequila. Yeah. But.
Is it Tila? Tequila? Tequila?
Tia Tequila?
There is a swastika on it, but no.
Huh.
There's not actually a swastika on it. It's AC/DC's Thunderstruck Tequila. In three different flavors.
Huh.
Reposada, Blanco, and something with an umlaut over it. That's not an umlaut, that's not.
Reposada?
Huh?
Reposada?
Yeah. Tequila.
I wonder if that means it's like double brewed or whatever you do.
It means it's a dirty deed done dirt cheap.
But the fact that it was it's Thunderstruck tequila. I guess Back in Black tequila doesn't really fucking work, does it?
Dirty deeds.
Dirty deeds makes sense.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
Oh, you're about to get done dirt cheap.
But they don't want it to be, dirt cheap.
It says it's a high quality.
They wouldn't make any money.
They said that it's a high quality tequila. How much do you think you'd pay for a fifth of high quality tequila?
Well, I mean, there is high quality tequila out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patron.
Yeah.
Which is overrated.
They have the $60 bottle of Patron.
They have a $100 bottle of Patron.
I'm going to go $41.95.
I'm going to go with $35.
$19. 99 cents.
$39.99, which I didn't think for like high shelf. So Chris was pretty.
I win.
Dead on, yeah.
Sweet.
I'm on it.
Speaking of tequilas, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
901 Tequila's website, you can find his statement. I have spent the last several years creating a premium brand that captures the passion I have for tequila.
He doesn't seem like a tequila drinker.
Salsa?
S-A-U-Z-A? He put his dick in a box. That's tequila all day.
Yeah. You're right there. Never mind.
Yeah, dick in the box.
That's him?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I thought it was the whitest kids you know or something.
It was him and Andy Samberg.
On Saturday Night Live.
He didn't, go into public with his dick in a box and be like, hey, I got a present for you. It's a song. It
was a funny song.
It was a pretty funny song.
Yeah.
Okay. He seems confused.
I didn't know he had anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, you're the wine guy.
Yes.
A Pinot Grigio?
Pinot Grigio.
Oh, I was close.
Can we please speak English?
No, we're in French now. Oh, and Drew Barrymore has one of those things that you just said.
Yeah. Vagina?
Grigio.
Yes.
I've seen it in Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't. Vagina?
No, she doesn't show her vagina.
She's naked.
Well, yeah, but she's that spread eagle.
It's the same as showing your vagina. Everybody's naked nowadays.
What the fuck ever.
Still gonna look it up though.
Okay.
Barrymore beeve.
You don't see the beeve. It's classy, Kelly. You'd like it. Another fucking tequila. Celebrities apparently really like their tequila, even if that celebrity is George Clooney. World's worst Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best bat nipples though.
He's never played Batman. He's never played anything. He's just George Clooney.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Even if you're wearing a fucking cowl. Yeah. Oh, we've covered this one. Hops. Hansen's beer. Kelly, would you be down to try some hops?
Kind of.
It's kind of clever, right?
Like, what's George Clooney's? You didn't say what George Clooney's.
Tequila.
Tequila. Oh, Ryan Reynolds announced he was the new owner of Aviation Gin in 2018.
No, is this Deadpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Gin not good.
Gin not good. Gin bad.
Gin bad.
Aviation bad.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had gin.
It's bad.
It tastes like pepper.
Tastes like pine salt cleaner.
With pepper on it.
I kind of like pine salt cleaner.
Does anybody care if or if not David Beckham is in any sort of alcohol game?
Sure, I want to hear about
him. Oh, okay.
Bend it like Beckham?
I guess.
Man got money.
Fuck it like a Spice Girl?
No, Hage Club. A single grain Scotch whiskey.
Cool.
Not single malt, single grain?
Single grain.
Never even heard of that.
I don't know what that means.
Mm.
Does that mean they make the liquor from one single grain?
Yes. It's one single type.
That has to be.
I hope so. Well, one single grain, you're not getting nothing out of that.
Ooh, Conjure Cognac. Or as I like to say, Cognac.
Cognac.
Conjure Cognac in 2009 was started by Chris Ludacris Bridges. I did not realize his name was Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ludacris, get it?
Yeah, no, I get it now.
He's at all the meetings.
All the Chris meetings? Oh, that would be a sad sight.
It can't be spelled with a K, though.
Yeah, that's
good. No, that's the worst.
Yeah.
The 2012 Chateau Miraval Côtes de Provence Rose, I'm pretty sure I fucking nailed that, was produced on the vineyards at Brangelina's estate.
Yay.
Brangelina.
That's why they're adopting all them children. To work the grape fields.
They're slaves.
They work the wine press.
Sean P. Diddy Combs, Chris, what does he make?
Everybody knows wine tastes better when the grapes have been stomped by crying children.
Oh, that's true. The tears really make it saltier.
Yeah.
And everybody wants a salty wine, I guess.
No, his
it works in the fermenting process.
It has to, yeah.
I know he has an alcohol, but I can't think of what it is.
Ciroc?
Ciroc.
Ciroc. Ciroc. Thank you. Vodka. Yeah. Yep.
Vodka. Yeah, it's the one with the little colored circle.
C-R-O-C. Ciroc.
Ooh, Danny DeVito? So you can have booze from Batman and the Penguin.
Sweetness.
Huh. According to Drink Spirits, Danny DeVito's Limoncello. Hey, that's like what we tried tonight.
I bet his tastes greasy, though.
It's actually made in Sorrento, Italy, from Sorrento lemons. The taste has very the sweet lemon and sugar notes.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, I guess. Kenny Chesney.
There we go.
He wants you to drink it up, in quotations, so I'm assuming that's a song of his.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me for
There's only two real country songs. We've discovered that. The Toby Keith 9/11 song and Standing Outside the Fire. Right, Kelly?
Yeah. What about the Alan Jackson 9/11 song?
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said Toby Keith, Danny.
Oh, wait, I was
That's
right.
the Angry American song. Yes, but you need to... Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah, I was at this bar one time.
Oh, it's been a while. It's a callback. Best fucking Jaeger bombs.
Yes.
And the best cardboard cutout of Toby Keith I've ever seen.
Very friendly.
The cardboard
never,
cutout?
Never met one as friendly as him.
That's not true. My Mariah Carey one was pretty friendly.
Oh, God. That
no,
poor...
you were pretty friendly, probably.
I don't...
I'm surprised that thing didn't figure out a way to follow a restraining order against you.
Oh, don't worry. She's probably coming after me now. She's going to turn around and bite me in the ass.
Me too.
What about me?
Me too moment.
Bon Jovi announced the debut of his Rosé brand in February of 2018. His first offering is dubbed Diving into Hampton Water and is inspired by the singer's summer spin on the East End. The wine apparently sold out almost immediately.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Wine.
Let's make this interesting because right now I'm just reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name a celebrity you would least like to get booze from.
Johnny Depp.
Shoot from the hip. Yeah, that's a good answer. Okay. Barking up the right tree, but he's not an actor. He's just creepy as fuck, and we've made fun of him a lot.
He's not an actor?
He's not an actor.
Ben Daughter?
No, it says not Marty Jannetty.
Oh, my God. Ben Daughter, Malt Liquors.
You Ben can't... Daughter, I might liquors. Pretty good.
You can't name the flavor Rape Grape. I'm sorry, Marty. No, Jannetty's jam isn't any fucking better. Oh, man. Anybody?
Who do we make fun of?
That'd be great. You'd like if you were like in a product, like meeting with him, and you were trying to advise him. His one defense for everything, like you can't use this flavor. He's like, I told you she was my daughter.
No, she's not no more.
No, she's not.
So my Facebook got hacked. That's why I wanted to name it Rape Grape.
Yeah, got stolen.
Yeah. Okay,
so thinking of wrestling, mine would have to be Paul Bearer.
Oh no, it probably tastes like cookie dough.
No,
or ice cream. I hear he loved his ice cream.
No,
dirty cheese feet.
Ew,
that's what I see. Ew, make it underneath my tire.
I feel like
collects his own urine.
He collects his own urine
because he pees himself in his recliner.
He's dead, man. Have some fucking respect.
I feel like he was a walking tumor.
Bob, wow, you guys are dicks.
He looked like a walking tumor.
Can he make like Jankum Merlot or something?
Ew. Kelly, you have a guess?
Hell.
I think you've technically taken the most jabs at this guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
If I can,
it's gonna be Obama.
Yeah, I mean,
is it Obama?
Is it Hitler?
Oh, who is it?
No, it's not Hitler.
Oh, because I would drink some Hitler hooch.
Please stop.
Oh my god,
drink it in.
What was it you telling everybody fucking Thursday? Go home. Every time someone pissed him off, which is a lot at work, he'd go home. Somebody like cut us off in the van. Go home. It was fucking kids playing soccer, having fun. Go home.
That's true. No, it was the parents clapping like they were happy that they were watching soccer. I've been that person. It fucking sucks.
I like to sit outside and yell at cars to get off my lawn. So I'm not going to say too much.
Oh, sorry.
Danny.
I'm pretty sure it was you that discovered how he did his B-sides for his albums.
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson has his own booze, and I would not drink them if you fucking paid me.
Well, he probably makes it himself the same way.
Is it a flavored vodka?
Oh, probably. Let's see. Oh, what? Oh, God, no, it's worst.
It's
worst shit. No, it's not fucking mead. The name is fucking atrocious. Chris, what can get you drunk in a very specific way?
Sneaky Tiki?
No, that gets you belligerent.
Oh, no, I know what it is. He has an absinthe.
He has an absinthe.
Yeah.
Name it.
Devil's Lollipop.
Worse. You gotta think, take on the natural creativity of Marilyn Manson and then run it through that ringer and then think of your answer. Like, give me your answer.
Catholic guilt.
Absence of penis.
Ribs twice removed.
Mansynth.
No, we know this already, and we covered it.
Yeah, we talked
it
about that before. Yeah.
Well, then why didn't any of you fuckers say it?
Because until you said it, I didn't get it. So there you go.
Ooh, he also contributed to the artwork on the bottle's label, which I'm sure is in crayon.
Yeah.
Ooh, Willie Nelson whiskey.
Take that.
I'll try it.
Whiskey River, take me home.
It's smooth, sweet, and mellow, and it is called Old Whiskey River. Ooh, see, whiskey even a classy River. Name. That's so much better than Mansynth.
Well, he's got a song, Whiskey River, takes me home.
Okay.
So does West Virginia.
Rocky Mountain, Country Roads,
take
Dan Aykroyd, but we've tried it.
Yeah,
The All Crystal Head vodka. It's very good.
Jeez.
Ew. Okay, what's worse than?
Is it Crystal Head or Crystal Skull?
Head.
Oh.
Crystal Skull is the shitty Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
What's worse than Marilyn Manson when it comes to music?
Charles Manson.
No, Charles Manson was better than Marilyn Manson.
In every way.
Not by much.
No, he's very hippie music.
Definitely a better person.
I would think so.
Charles Manson was a way better person than Marilyn Manson. I'm not joking.
That's
it's
your
true.
Love of Charles Manson.
No, it's not a love. I just feel like on Judgment Day, Marilyn Manson's going to get it worse than Charlie. I guarantee you.
But to me, if somebody walked up to me and was like, hey, I really like this band, I would have less respect for them than if they were like Marilyn Manson.
Nickelback?
Huh?
Nickelback?
No, not, well, not that bad.
Hollywood Undead.
Shots fired.
Oh, The Offspring.
Hey, I like what? The Offspring.
Sum 41.
Nobody likes Sum 41.
Avril Lavigne. Let me know where something's not on your phone.
That's not going to happen.
I'm waiting. Keep
it's
going.
It's a melting pot, man. Fucking, so Dave Matthews, to me, is just like one of the worst things you can like.
He's just fucking white bread, man.
Not on my phone.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hey, and his brain grew three sizes that day. Dreaming Tree Wine says Dave Matthews and partner Sean McKenzie both have a passion for making wine at least as strong as their passion for drinking it.
A lot of NASCAR drivers have vineyards after they retire.
Oh, really?
Jeff Gordon has a vineyard. Not that I want to call her a NASCAR driver, but Danica Patrick has a vineyard.
I do not understand your hate for her.
Well, she's not a NASCAR driver.
Okay.
She's not. She's retired now.
Yeah, I know. Fergie has a vodka called Voli Voli Voli.
Wait, who does?
Fergie?
Voli Voli Voli.
Voli.
Oh, wow.
Talking about overrated people.
Fergie? Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Oh, my gosh.
She did wet herself on stage once, and that's a fun clip to watch.
Turn me on.
Was that a statement or a request?
Yes, I was thinking, no, Chris, no. Both, to both, no.
CeeLo Green.
That would be good.
How much Rufflin's in it? Because that was his jam. He got in serious trouble.
Yeah. Really? Didn't know about that.
I don't know what Rufflin's is.
It's a roofie.
It's a roofie, yeah.
Oh, who was he roofing?
I think women.
Me too?
Yeah, no, he was, this is
no,
before
he didn't
that.
Roofie you.
No, this is before all that.
Oh, so was all half the Me Too stuff.
No,
like
I mean,
30 years
is,
ago.
No, like he got popped for it before the Me Too movement and all the bullshit.
Oh, I did not know that.
Like, it's a couple years ago.
He makes a sake, though. At least that's different.
So that puts that a whole different tone to...
Yeah, he roofless the sake to get some sake.
Oh.
Sake. Come on.
Sake.
Yep. Sake.
Pitbull. I don't like
sake. Sake.
Pitbull's the last one. And
Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull isn't just a celebrity spokesperson for Voli Light Vodkas. He's actually a major equity owner as well. So he owns what Fergie's selling?
Yeah, because he has money and Fergie doesn't.
I'm sure Fergie has money, man.
Not as much. Pitbull's got to be fucking beyond
fucking
rich.
Because he keeps getting played on things that nobody listens to, I feel like.
I couldn't name one Pitbull song, so.
Kelly can.
I couldn't name anything by him. I don't know.
I can't, like, I don't know names of, like, Timber's one tonight.
He is in Timber. It's a Kesha song or whatever, but.
I don't know any that he names too without thinking.
I don't know. It's a white bitch song.
So are all the Pitbulls.
Bunch of them. I love that guy. I love it.
Why?
Because I don't know, Mr. Worldwide.
You don't have a reason? You just have a because
he took it from
Pitbull?
Negative to positive. I just want you to know that.
Are these lyrics? Yeah. Man, okay.
Quoting something I don't understand.
I feel like Kelly just likes him because he's brown.
He's not even brown. He's a Cuban, so he's all white.
So he's all white.
He's a white Hispanic.
See? Kelly
he looks
hate
like
him.
He used car sales, like, constantly.
He what?
Yeah,
like, he looks like he's the number one seller at any car dealership. He comes out and he's flossing just to get the point across. Like, I'm going to get you a car today. That's Pitbull in my eyes.
And then he goes back inside and finger bangs the secretary?
No, that's CeeLo.
No, that's not finger banging. That's rape. There's a pretty big
would
difference.
Would you finger bang? I bet you would.
Finger bang CeeLo Green? No, I wouldn't. I might. I might, actually. No?
I'll pass.
Remember my famous line. Well, the other famous line besides the Hitler one. It's okay to rape a rapist.
Oh, yeah. Kelly's back here, buddy.
It is.
Two wrongs do make a right.
So when do you want to do the thing that's going to kill us?
I don't care. We'll do it right now if you want.
You want to do it right now?
So I'm tired of everyone being fucking internet famous but me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's people. You fucking hot show online. Tons of views. Fans. Whatever. Yeah, they got money. Fuck them. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need money.
Yeah.
I enjoy being poor.
Do you?
Give me a trailer. Bud Light. I'm happy.
Maybe the bitches?
Before the bitches.
Before the bitches.
Okay. I got some of the da bomb. I see on Hot Ones. That's right. We're still in our shit.
Yeah, it's awesome because you're like, hey, man, they get a lot of views. This is a fucking audio podcast. We could just be going crunch, 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 and they wouldn't know any better.
No, I'm not. I put a shit ton of Tabasco and Fireball last week. So
you really did.
Yeah, we did do that.
That was bad. And for some reason, we're like, hey, let's do something worse.
Yeah.
I guess the bomb.
So we're gonna de-escalate until our view, our listens escalate.
Oh, we're gonna get dumber.
Yeah, we're gonna do dumber shit until we feel like we're funny and like us.
Next week it's gonna involve mouse traps
and Chris's testicles.
No, not testicles, but I'll stick other shit in a mouse trap. I don't care.
Your dick?
No.
James' dick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sticking my dick in a mouse trap.
You're James not Chris's. Chris is sticking your dick in a mouse trap.
He's got that James skin, so he'll be all right.
Yeah, see? He'll be fine.
I feel like the tongue wouldn't be too bad.
Okay, he's going to put his tongue and your dick in the same mouth trap. Mouth trap, yes.
Tongue's going to be on top, though.
You know what? That's fine.
Because I want the dick to take most of the blow.
But the blow thing comes out on top. Yeah,
shut up.
That's where the dick's going to be on top.
He said the tongue on top. That's what we were going to stick with.
Yeah, you said tongue on top.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You were going to treat his dick like a thermometer.
You're wrong.
You know when... Oh, sorry.
Three against one, but we're wrong.
You know when a hot sauce is not going to be that hot?
To me, it just
when you
smells
put it on
gross,
the chip,
not hot.
When you put it on a chip and you smell it and all you smell is the chip.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
I smell sadness. See, I can't handle hot shit, so I hope you guys enjoy being all hostless. Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Cheers, I guess, asshole.
What in a row?
That's not a good taste up top. Mm-hmm. It tastes really bad.
It's not that hot.
It's really gross.
It tastes bad. Look at Danny. Look at Danny. Danny's dying. Just no sell it, man. Just no sell it.
It's not bad.
Cool.
It's pretty good.
It's the worst thing I've ever tasted.
It's gross.
Oh, pretty gosh.
I had chips on my throat.
This is really bad.
Last one, take a drink.
Oh my gosh, it's so horrible.
It burns my tongue so bad.
Yeah, the tongue's kind of on fire a little bit. The
tongue's pretty fucking on fire. Oh my god.
Gosh, that is the worst thing I've tasted ever.
You know what doesn't help? Breathing. Or water.
And then you just get a hot taste. So I got the spicy now.
Uh-huh.
But usually it at least comes with a, you know, like a nice flavor. That has nothing.
Now Chris is just crunching into the fucking microphone. He's really doing a good job with his visuals.
All right, so here's a tip.
Oh my god.
Get some liquid, leave it on the area that's really burning, and just leave it there. Don't swallow
it. I don't think that's going to work. I'll try it right now.
Yeah. It's burning the hell out of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is hot.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't help at all, Kelly. You're an asshole.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Oh,
it tastes so bad.
Yeah.
Stop eating. It's very loud. You picked the crunchiest snack.
I think I'm having pork rinds. They didn't have them at the gas station.
Oh.
I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It might have been.
I mean, I feel the fire all over, but it's not.
It's not what, Kelly?
It's not the end?
Hey, you said you tried a worse one.
Yeah.
Called The End.
Yeah.
It was 6 million Scoville. This isn't even a million, and I hurt. It's all in the back of my tongue.
It's on the That's side where of my mine tongue. Is. It's in the back corner.
Oh. I'm starting to feel throbbing. Is that normal?
And on the top of the palate, I guess. That's where I get it.
Mm-hmm. So, our good idea for a podcast was to make it so none of us can talk.
I can talk.
Okay.
I can take us on home. But I just don't know.
We are not close to that.
Yeah,
I've never seen Chris uncomfortable.
So here's a fun fact. Do you know?
This better be fucking good. No, not in the mood, Kelly.
No, okay. You know that spiciness in a product is because it inflames like the cells in your taste buds that sense heat. Well, the chemicals and anything that's spicy like activates those. So that's why it feels hot.
I know I'm nodding, but I'm not listening to a fucking word you say. I'm sorry. Hey, about sweating now? I'm sweating.
Oh, you're sweating like gravy.
Oh, my God.
Mine's starting to go away. I'm good.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
It still feels like I'm chewing it.
Yeah, I still feel it.
Yeah. Okay, you asked if you could, like, borrow my water, not drink the whole fucking thing. This is your fault.
Chris hasn't even said, like, three words. I think he's got the worst.
I've never seen him shaken by a heat before.
Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah. It's very unenjoyable. Like,
well, now you gotta start picking the stuff out of your teeth, and you're gonna find a little bit more.
Like, the side of my tongue still feels like it's on fucking fire.
Yeah, back of my tongue.
Like, now I know why they do, like, fucking laps and shit.
Yeah, I really want to stick my dick in a fucking mousetrap right now. I think it would help.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of it go the wrong way there.
Oh, don't do that. That's instant lung cancer. Holy fuck.
We better smoke cigarette to evade that.
I don't think that's gonna work. I don't think anything's going to work. Did anybody bring ice cream?
No, I'm good.
I want some fucking ice cream.
Do you know what works really good?
Ice cream?
Butter.
I'm not licking butter with you guys. I'm sorry. It seems
that's weird.
No, do you know what happens when you put butter on a burn?
It burns?
Yeah, same thing.
Like a motherfucker?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I'm with the woman. You're going to have to pause it for a second, like, for real.
We don't actually have any sponsors, but you can go to
Hold My Podcast on Instagram.
Ooh, that's nice. For all your Hold My Beer pictures. And if you're not quite content with that, join the Hold My Beer Podcast Facebook group, and you'll have even more fun. And we also have a website. Shayna, would you care to say? That's right. It's thenandoutproductions.com. What was that?
Thenandoutproductions.com.
Hell yes, it was. Enjoy the show. Okay, we're back. That was intense, I will say. And granted, we paused, what, 30 minutes ago?
Yeah, because yeah. I was sweating.
I was high, I think. Yeah. And my tongue still hurts a little bit. Just a tiny bit. Like, I know I did bad. My body knows I did bad.
Like, I feel like I'm not a bitch when it comes to hot sauces, and, whew.
Yeah.
That shit sucked.
But, I can vouch for Chris when it comes to spicy food. Like, he's normally a badass in that one department of life.
Not a badass, just not a chump.
Okay,
I'm just not a pushover when it comes to it.
All right, and I am. I very much so am. But it reminds me of the one time I don't even know what the brand was, but they're Dorito ripoffs. They're just powdered tortilla chips.
Yeah.
And he got ghost pepper. It was in a black bag, had skulls all over it, letting you know that, hey, don't eat this.
Death.
He pops one in his mouth while he's driving. I was like, this isn't bad at all, man. This is good. Half the bag gone in 10 fucking seconds. And then he died. I mean, like, coughing a fucking lung up, crying.
I was really hungry.
Fucking blood red. And this is the closest thing I've seen to that since then.
I don't think this was as bad as that, though.
I don't know. I wouldn't eat one. He kept calling me a pussy for not eating one. I was like, well, dude, you almost died.
There is a thing we can do. It is called the chip challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the one chip in a
coffin.
The
single chip in a coffin, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with
you. And you can get a group challenge pack where it comes with multiple of them.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm done putting dumb shit in my mouth until we have some sort of video
sex.
Output.
So...
What? until we have sex. Yeah, then I'll put whatever in my mouth.
So all I can say about this
until is, I at least see $20.
Yeah, $20, $20.
All the Mexicans say it's pretty hot for some white guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
Yeah. You whispered there too again.
Did I get it?
No. Did I get it? Am I there?
Can you hear me now?
So, did you guys hear about Beyonce getting a restraining order?
I have.
On
Jay-Z.
No, she got received.
She got received a restraining order.
She received a straight...
Chris,
she got a piece of paper because she can't go in contact of her drummer.
Chris, real quick. What? Have you ever taken like a piece of toast and like added cinnamon?
No, man.
What's that called again?
I think it's called... Oh, God.
What is it? It's right there on the tip of my tongue.
Toast crunch.
Hey, Danny, smell peacock.
I can't smell penguins, man. Last week's episode was very intelligent, I will say.
I was not impressed.
1 out of 5 stars. This podcast sucks.
I'm the fifth dish.
Go home.
Hey, I don't know if it was the tags or the sheer quality of my editing, not you fuckers. The numbers for last week were actually really good.
So it was a good episode.
People like when people fail.
But then we should be the number one podcast of all time. What
yeah,
the
but
fuck?
But then we wouldn't be a failure anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Snakes
well,
eating
we
its own
paradox. So we can succeed down so we can fail up again.
Is this the roller coaster of fail?
Yeah.
I could go from homeless to rich.
Is
like,
that what
every
happened in my life? Am I succeeding downward?
Possibly.
You'd realize that was like one of your first intros to this podcast, right?
What?
I'm failing upwards. Chris Mons was like your thing for a while.
Oh, man. That's like where the sidewalk is. That's clever.
That's a book of poems.
Yeah.
So all you guys are...
you
just
take a long walk off a short pier? I don't know.
I just wonder if you do go up, eventually you're going to hit like your Me Too moment and like go through
I
back
swear
down.
To God, if you bring up Me Too one more fucking time for
what?
No reason.
Because it's the biggest thing in my head right now.
That's weird.
What did you say?
I know, right?
A long walk on a short pier?
Yep.
It's like a long bob on a short dick.
A long bob on a short dick? Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's like what they say, when the glass is half full, you drink half of something.
Or get more. You just didn't want a whole glass.
That too. Same double meaning.
I'm not a big fan of whole glasses.
Or you're a little clumsy. You spilled your glass.
Speaking of which, I bought a new hashtag Beer King glass.
We'll break it.
You're going to break it off. Anyway, so why do you think Beyonce got a restraining order from her drummer?
Hashtag me too? Sexual harassment?
Nope.
I figured that's why Kelly's bringing it up all night.
Probably.
It was. Like a hidden joke.
Mm-hmm. Kelly doesn't do this.
I'm so deep.
Jokes, I mean, in general.
No, in Danny.
Oh, wait. What was that thing for a while? You just want me in your ass.
Yeah. Why'd you start it? You just want me in your ass.
Why'd you start it?
You just want me in your ass.
Okay. So, restraining order.
Anybody else got a guess?
I know why.
You know why. So, Kelly,
I'll wait
guess?
On Kelly. Patiently.
Oh, hell. I don't know. I guess she's like, Faster, faster, no, and start you, throwing stuff at him. I don't know.
The stuff she is doing is affecting his financial situations.
Her.
And
Gemma's a girl.
Oh, really? Hmm? Didn't know that. Man, literally. Affecting... What can they do these days?
Hashtag me too.
So basically, she quits on her, and she's like, no one quits on Beyonce. And she's like,
no,
trying wrong, to ruin man. Him.
Think
her.
It. Darker.
Think weird enough to be covered know. On this podcast.
James, sinister. What do you think?
Oh, and she's probably some kind of fucking like mental harassment.
Black magic, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I said.
No, apparently this drummer believes that Beyonce practices black magic.
Okay.
I believe it.
And it's affecting her life in like very bad ways.
Does she have some kind of like voodoo, like Haitian heritage or something I don't know about?
Well, I don't know.
She is like Creole or something.
Makes sense then.
Yeah. I don't know.
King Creole's a pretty good Elvis song. So,
that's there you cool. go.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kelly, if you ever want to collect your prize for that game 3 years ago, Elvis CD's still right here on my desk, buddy.
It'll stay there forever.
I've offered it to everyone. No one will take it.
I wonder why.
I'll take it.
Oh.
CD I mean, I would take it if it, like CDs were a thing anymore.
That's why?
I mean, I would, because I like King. I like the King.
Say, I listen to some Elvis. It's not yeah, bad.
But, you know, Spotify.
Americans never like the King.
Not, you Elvis know, having a phone. King, but we can make a fake King, and we like him, make fun of him. And
you don't have to turn everything like into King? Anti-British sentiment.
Yeah, yeah.
Or being Randy Quaid. Those are your two set settings. It's weird.
I will fly my jet right up that King's ass.
That is butt stuff, right?
Yeah.
In stuff. This context, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Danny. Chris is the first one. Yeah.
That's hey, exactly Danny. Sounds like you just want me in your ass.
I didn't. I'm not the one that said it, though.
I know, but it still does sound like you just want me in your ass.
Just like the tone of my voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way you're like winking at me?
Oh, yeah, constantly, buddy. Hey, welcome back, Kelly, everybody.
Hey.
Technically, in full form.
It's so, the return of the...
He didn't just call Hitler what I think he did he?
There you go.
There we are.
Yeah, I like it.
Callbacks, we have
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Back so, to... I was going to start out with, like, you know, Kelly and... Kelly and...
These are my friends.
What?
These are my friends.
As of politics and tacos, I'm all right and none left.
You've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
The first time.
I figured, well, see, since I haven't been buying
you should have said white and soft.
White and soft.
Like a taco.
I like my tacos. I like my politics like I like my tacos.
White and soft.
White and soft.
A little bit greasy.
Nice.
And very cheap.
Very cheap.
And made by a gringo.
Covered in cheese.
Like I said, made by a gringo. I've had Mexican tacos. They typically don't have cheese on them.
Yeah. Can we go back to the craziness that is Beyonce?
Oh, I guess.
So
Mexican tacos. That just sounds so dumb, but yeah, I understand what you mean.
You know, had, now like, that you repeat it back to me, it sounds
no,
very
it's just
dumb.
Like Mexican tacos. Like, you know, half the time you don't have Mexican tacos. The first time I met my in-laws, you know, I was told we were going to have tacos. I was fed hamburger and potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
What?
That's an odd one.
Yeah, yeah. No. Apparently, they dropped the tortillas a long time ago, and they just kept calling it tacos and failed to tell me about it. So the other part about the other funny part about it.
Wait, was the shell a potato? Then I'm confused.
No, they're just like a side, like, you know, boiled and kind of, you know, just potatoes. Like cut up potatoes.
These aren't red flags that said run.
You know?
Because it is for me.
I'm slowing the uptake. That's all I can say. But look, but the funniest thing about it is for like the next few months, her mother, my mother-in-law now, mm-hmm. fretted about the fact of the political correctness of serving tacos when her daughter's Mexican boyfriend comes to dinner.
Oh, the fact that was the first move is kind of fucked up.
Right? But there was no tacos, so it's cool.
I mean, there was food there, or whatever the fuck
but
it was.
But he liked it, so he put a ring on it back to Beyonce.
I wish
and black magic.
Fucking hand gestures right there.
No.
And black magic because I don't remember doing it at all. Just kidding. Love my wife.
Just love recently had his 1 year anniversary.
I love my wife, not my life. The Kelly Maldonado story.
Subtitled, why?
Wow, that was a weird thing. I had to like leave the liquid in the cup and my open mouth, because if I were to drink it, I was going to spit it all over you.
That would be fucking awesome, though.
Anyway, so let's say in her personal time, she practices magic. That's like her religious
who?
Shit. Beyonce!
Oh, yes. Dreamgirls.
Oh, you should just be on the boxes to the left or whatever.
He segued pretty hard earlier, man. You fucking ruined it.
But thank what you. If people want to practice religion with Beyonce?
Well, then you join the Bayhive or whatever, right?
No.
The Illuminati.
You go to a service hosted by The Vine, a weekly contemporary worship service espousing progressive theology set to a pop beat. The Beyonce Mass will give parishioners a chance to sing along with their favorite songs and discover how the 36-year-old stars are opens the window into the lives of the marginalized and forgotten.
They have their own religion?
Mass. Beyonce Mass. It's a real thing.
It is?
Yes.
Live.
I'm telling you.
Where'd you get this from? The Onion?
No, the Chive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking nuts, right?
It is.
You go to Beyonce church.
Oh, gosh.
To the left, all of Psalms and the book to the left.
I've been reading in Revelations about false prophets all my life, but I didn't know they were going to come in the form of Beyonce? Pop divas. Mm.
Huh.
I think that's what I would be good at.
What?
Being a false prophet.
I would definitely,
imagine me Alex Jones.
Do you know what happens to you?
I'd be like a funny Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's like a huge stretch. I couldn't possibly imagine. The fuck are you talking about, man?
Not very often do they have used sex to sell religion. It's kind of impressive they finally worked it in.
Are you serious?
Come on, the nuns?
That's what they do.
Yeah, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nuns.
Oh, he lost me with the nuns, dude.
You know, you gather a bunch of virgins in the one building and...
There's nothing attractive about some old-ass bitch in a fucking habit wanting to hit me with a ruler.
They don't start out old.
Yeah.
You don't see any other ones.
You wouldn't... Hold on.
I've seen the Blues Brothers. I'm sorry.
I have a pretty good question. So you're telling me, honestly, you would not, like, finger pop Mother Teresa?
Oh, gosh. Too far. Mm-hmm. Too far. Come on.
She's dead.
Would you fist Mahatma Gandhi?
That's okay.
No, Gandhi was actually good. Mother Teresa was actually a pretty bad
Gandhi
person.
Gandhi was so great. He slept with his 13-year-old nephews all the fucking time and nieces. What? In the same bed, constantly. Not optional. Don't wear them.
Both of you, I have never heard anything of what you're saying right now.
Out of all the people that we like used to look up to, all the older people and stuff, I think the only one that like is even remotely what he appeared to be and like as good as he was Martin Luther King Jr. Not George Washington, as Kelly yelled previous take.
Reagan.
Reagan?
Yes.
Reaganomics.
He was who he was. Reaganomics worked.
How long?
Until they stopped
working.
Not until they stopped working. Until his protege, his successor, like rolled it back.
Dude, that'd be awesome if
Reaganomics worked. It's just the press gave it a funny name so people can think it's something to make fun of.
Could you imagine if president, like the current president, had to be the protege of the former one? Could you imagine Trump like day spotting with fucking Obama? That would be a great reality TV show.
Go that way. I was going the other way. But like Omarosa would be like the next president.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Ew,
yeah.
No.
No. Yeah.
I don't know who that is, so I'm okay.
She's from crazy. That TV show that he did. The Apprentice?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
The fact that our president was on reality TV does kind of make me sad, but Reagan was an actor, correct?
Yeah, it's the same difference.
B-Ray. Yeah. But...
B-Ray? Oh, yeah. Man.
He did great work as the president of the Screen Actors Guild, though.
Okay, let's shoot from the hip, though. Mm-hmm. Pick an actor to be president.
Oh, gosh.
Because it's Bruce Campbell. No, what? Dude, I would love to hear a State of the Union address.
It'd be great, right?
I am the president.
I am the president.
I am the president of pump.
I'm going to pump you up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. So, yeah, mine's Bruce Campbell, though, all the fucking way.
I mean, there's no argument to that, but I'm going to argue anyway.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
I hear good things about the Deadpool guy.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. You mean Chris Pratt.
Okay, yes.
Well, he never played Deadpool.
No, but he means Chris Pratt.
I do.
Chris Pratt really? Is a ultra... No, I wouldn't say ultra. He's a religious conservative.
Uh-huh.
And he's open about it.
And not Ryan Reynolds at all.
No.
Chris never Pratt. Played Deadpool even a little bit.
It was Chris Pratt. Who did Chris Pratt do?
He played Star-Lord Jurassic in Park. Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's in the new Jurassic Park.
Whoa, oh, Blue. Yes. It was him, yes.
Oh, God, I hate that fucking movie so much. Just for that, you're wrong, Kelly.
Whoa, Blue.
Blue, you're Blue, my boy, Blue. Blue, you're my raptor, Blue.
He was there?
What? He's like the main character in that fucking movie, dude.
In the sorority movie?
What? You're thinking of Old School.
You're my boy, Blue. That's what I just heard.
Yeah, I made that joke. It was a joke.
Because there's a raptor, and his name is Blue. And he's all like buddying up with it so it doesn't eat him.
Are we talking about Galaxy of the Universe?
No.
Galaxy of the Universe.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You are so out of touch. What the fuck happened?
Put him back in the fucking TV.
Right?
Put him back in the TV.
Remember when Kelly had a power switch? We could just shut him off? That was fucking great.
At least you can mute me.
I can, technically.
Don't shut me off. Let me watch. Just mute me.
Just mute me. I had to mute myself once when I theoretically got stoned and couldn't look at Chris in the face. Did it's I talk to your real. Dick or what? Because like, I remember exchanging words with you, but I couldn't make eye contact.
Oh, he doesn't have much to say.
Yeah, did you have a choice?
He's always spitting them rhymes.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, my choice was first.
Right. Yeah, okay.
What Chris. Was your choice?
Oh, my gosh.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was Kelly's?
Chris Pratt.
Deadpool.
I got you.
Chris Pratt's Deadpool?
I got you. Man, go home.
I got you. Mine? Tired. Oh, it's Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura?
Yeah. Jesse the Body Ventura.
I'm sad that...
He had that show with conspiracy theories and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very...
He's like Alex Jones.
No.
No.
Well, I mean, he's not Alex Jones, because I think Alex Jones is like plays putting a character. On a big show. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yeah,
hold on. But... What about that guy from the History Channel that everything's fucking aliens? Oh, because I guarantee if they were
look
real,
at this.
He would let us know
this
then.
Bottle? We couldn't design
aliens.
This bottle.
Aliens.
Aliens.
The only way that you can even shape glass like this is by using futuristic laser technology.
There's no way humans could stack blocks.
No way at all.
I am completely, completely on board with this because we could have him listen to one episode of Hold My Beer. Like, that was a podcast so good. Had to be made.
Aliens.
You stocked blacks. You stocked.
Whoa!
You stocked blacks.
That's a different show.
That's our real presidents.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately. Are you trying to say they stacked blocks?
Get them out of here.
Staggered. Yeah, whatever.
Staggered? What? Staggered.
Go home.
I'm home.
I'm good. I'm good now. I'm home. Oh, wow. I am sad that my answer wasn't the professional wrestler. Of the group.
No, it's just my turn, man. He's a good guy.
Hey.
Marty Jannetty.
He's a car carrying member of the Mongols.
I don't know what that is, but.
It's a 1% motorcycle club.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
So he should be president?
Yeah.
Oh.
And maybe he should be president. I'm pretty sure, like, all wrestlers, professional wrestlers, are, like, broke at the end of their career.
Some of the old ones.
Almost all the old ones.
But the best thing about shooting and guns is reloading. So let's reload the shoot from the hip. Pick a professional wrestler to be president. Not Ventura. You can't do it again.
Chris
Benoit.
Can you
do that again, please?
Chris Benoit's dead.
I'm going Chris Benoit. Eddie Guerrero. Can I go Eddie Guerrero?
You may.
He lies, he cheats, he steals.
Yeah.
Viva La Raza.
And we need a Mexican president.
So that's Trump.
He wishes.
What side are you on anymore? I am so conflicted sat next to you.
What?
Oh, I got the perfect president right now. I can make fun of him and support his actions. I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Kelly, the new UN.
I am the United Nations.
Fuck the UN.
They all laughed at something Trump said the other day. That's why I said
that.
What
did he say? Oh, yeah. When what was
thank you
saying?
For getting the
he
joke.
He mispronounced a silly word.
A silly word. Yeah.
What was it?
You're making his supporters look like really fucking good right now. Anonymous.
What the hell did you
it was
just
anonymous.
Say?
It was anonymous.
He said anonymous, and it was fucking hilarious. That's why they laughed.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
That's fun.
It is.
And, yeah, the UN was wrong for laughing at that. My bad. No, anyways, Yams, wrestler, president.
No, wrestler.
You can say Doink. It's fine. There was like five of those guys. One was a midget.
Mick Foley.
Did you say Nick Foley?
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley?
Yes.
This, oh, yeah.
This has been a message from the President of the United States.
He's going to go hard
have
in Christmas.
Have a nice day.
Yes. Yes.
Killed it.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, that's the best answer.
He's going to go hard in Christmas.
Oh,
and I enjoy Christmas too.
Yeah.
So.
He's what? He's going to go hard.
He was a wrestler, Kelly.
He's going to go hard on Christmas?
Yeah.
His daughter's name's Noel.
Yeah, he's the biggest fan of Christmas.
And I want
he has
to know
a room
her well.
Dedicated to Christmas that stays up all year round.
Yeah.
He loves Christmas.
Cool.
Yeah. It is fucking cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, what's his name? McMahon.
Vince McMahon?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a great businessman.
Okay. Let
it's
me tell
the same
you,
theory
he's
as
like
Trump
too.
Yeah.
Let me tell a quick story
a
about
Trump that would whoop ass.
Let me tell you a quick story about Vince McMahon. Then we'll.
I think
then,
Trump could whoop ass.
Let's shut the fuck up for a second. And no.
he'd beat you up hugely.
Don't forget, Trump, wasn't he on like some wrestling at one point in time?
He was stunned by Stone Cold.
There you go.
Yeah. And then he shaved Vince McMahon's head.
See? So, there you go.
I love wrestling.
Trump beats McMahon.
There you go.
I mean, I'm wearing an NWO hat right now.
He's going to be like his successor, so I'm cool with it.
No, okay. So I'm going to tell you the story about Vince McMahon.
All right.
Okay. And then we'll decide if he's going to be a good president or not.
Okay.
He sat down. His son ordered a meal. The meal came. He ate it. And then asked what the fuck he just ate. It was good, but he's never seen or heard of it before. What do you think it was?
Frittata.
And this is when he's like 60s, okay? So he'd been around a while.
There's two of them. I can't wait to find out which one, because the opposite was just as funny.
Rice and beans.
Close. It's a food of your people.
Okay.
Nachos?
So,
close.
Arroz con pollo.
No, it's a fucking burrito.
He's it's a burrito. He ate a burrito. He's like, what kind of witchery is this? He'd never seen, heard of, or eaten a burrito.
Wow.
And then, like, in the early 2000s, one of the wrestlers was running to get a corn dog. This one was like, what the fuck's a corn dog? And he's like, are you serious? You never had a corn dog? He's like, bring me a corn dog. And he had his first corn dog at, like, 60-something.
Also, if you sneeze in front of him, you're fired.
I want that life. That sounds fucking amazing.
It's the ultimate 1%. That's where everyone should live, right there.
That's so great. I'm like, what the hell is that? Just walk outside and everything is new and amazing.
They make him that small?
That small? So, for president, I don't know. If you sneeze in front of him, there's a good chance you'll get fired because he says it is a...
travesty?
It's a lack of self-control.
Oh, well, I can see that.
Really?
I mean, unavoidable, but yes.
Of course. But he has to sneeze.
You can hold sneezing. I do it all the time. Very rarely do I sneeze out loud.
He just blows it out of the ass.
All right, whatever.
That was a good one.
That Stone Cold? Can we...
just give it to me.
Can we make Stone Cold president?
Yeah, I'm not with that.
DTA, man. Don't trust anybody. That'd be his fucking presidential motto? That'd be awesome.
Stone Cold?
I'd go for Tums.
Stone Cold?
That guy.
I could go for some Tums.
Yes.
What? I could go for some Tums. 316. Hot sauce. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
What's up with Austin 316? What the...
It says I just whipped your ass.
Yeah.
All right, so King of the Ring, 96 or 7, he takes on Jake the Snake Roberts, right?
Oh, I didn't know he was that old.
Well, yeah.
Who does?
Stone Cold takes on Jake the Snake Roberts, and they're about to... it's after the match. He cuts a promo. He's like, because Jake was really religious at the time. He's like, shut up. You asked for this, technically. Kind of.
This isn't where he stomps the snake, is it?
No, he doesn't stomp the snake. Although, it sounds very dirty.
This is where he ends up asking where the hell a burrito is.
They always just left the snake in the trunk and it would happen to freeze to death all the time.
A couple times. He went through a lot of snakes.
Okay.
But Jake the Snake was really religious at the time, so he keep on throwing out Bible quotes and stuff. So Stone Cold got the mic. He's like, you keep talking about your Psalms and you're this and you're that. Well, and you're John 3:16. Well, Austin 3:16 said, I just whooped your ass. Star was born. Future president, possibly.
Man.
Possible wife beater that one time.
Oh,
that's fine.
Fake news. She
had it coming.
Fake news.
You should have seen the way she was dressed. She had a target on her face.
House was haunted.
That's what I was about to say. Goddamn house.
Kelly, you didn't listen to that, did you?
Moved into a new fucking house. A goddamn thing was haunted.
No, but that's like my theory too.
On like all haunted, domestic violence is yes, haunted houses?
No. On all haunted house. No, the other way around, actually. Like all haunted house stories. Like if you ever like watch all them episodes where they break down haunted house stories and all that. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, the underlying story behind that. There was some serious domestic violence going on.
You know, really.
And then later on, either through, like, what is it when you agree to something?
Saying yes.
Oh, confirmation.
No, when you... Ah, damn it. Either through you decide to, like, actually brainwash yourself and think, oh, yes, this is what really happened. A ghost came out and started beating me. Mm-hmm. Or through just, like, suggestion. It turns into like a haunted house story.
You know, a way to make this.
I have proof of this. I can't talk about that. Go ahead.
You know, it would make that those shows way more interesting if the ghost was the ultimate warrior and the abuse victim was his wife.
He's not really dead. That's a myth.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, we covered it, man. That actually happened. I wasn't kidding.
Really?
Yeah. He had a wrestling match after his death.
Yeah.
And he won.
Wow.
For his family.
Mm-hmm. For his hands?
What?
When he faced Macho Randy Man Savage, like talking
Macho
to his...
Randy Man Savage. Whatever. What kind of man are you? Well, I'm quite Randy, and my first name's Macho.
It's like Hulk Hogan. I'm the right gay guy.
That's a great promo.
No, but seriously, he had a match against
Macho Man.
Yeah, and he's like he won like 100 times. He was Macho Man was just like dead on the laying there, and he would go out every time and talk to his hands.
He was talking to Valhalla.
Well, it looked like he was talking to his hands.
Well, you have to summon it somehow.
Yeah, so...
Man, he was dumb.
And then that's, like, at the end, he has Princess... What?
Gorgeous George? No, wait, no. Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth. He'd take her and, like, walk her around.
That was Hulk Hogan.
No, sorry. This is him. Not Gorgeous George.
Not Gorgeous George. She's in WCW and also an old guy.
Anyway, the point is, Ultimate Warrior worships his hand. True story.
Okay.
Helium-infused beer is a thing.
That, yes.
Yes, please.
We need to get it.
Yeah.
Do a whole episode. I've heard of it.
Oh, that'd be great.
While sipping on helium.
Yes.
I could.
Kelly already looks like a Muppet. Let's make him sound like one, too.
Your mom.
Your mom sits on this Muppet.
For, he hears curves and waves. Oh, that's a tuffet. It's a
nursery Muppet rhyme. Puts it to your mom's tuffet. So and waves.
It. It's curds and wave, not wave.
It's whatever.
It's whatever I say it is.
With your mom, it's waves. It's waves. Front to back.
Did you get over there?
Back to front. I fell off on the back part.
Didn't you have a thing you were going into?
No.
What was it? Oh, helium beer. So, what's it called?
I don't know, man. I just heard of
helium beer.
Oh, okay, sorry. No, a whole episode would be good. Because we do the beer review up top anymore, like all the time now.
Yep.
And who do you think would sound the funniest on helium?
You.
Nah, I'm already like high-pitched and weird.
That's why it would sound funny.
Okay. I'm thinking Yams, honestly.
Okay.
Probably.
I think he has the deepest voice, probably.
It depends who was there if...
Toon has a deep voice.
Wait. Yeah. Wait, shoot from the hip. What's your helium voice sound like? Go, Chris.
I can't do that.
Chris sucks dick!
That's mine. Like that.
Oh, that was Chris's. Now I'll do mine. Chris sucks dick! Now I'll do Yams's. Yams sucks dick! Whoa, hey, dude, don't be so hard on yourself. That's comedy. You hear that?
Yeah.
Chris, write that down. Write it down so I don't forget.
We do got
comedy. It's potato sucking dick.
It's a fun new word I heard of. It's what?
Comedy. A potato sucking dick.
May or may not be arsenic.
Shit, yeah.
I got a Florida story.
What happens when a potato sits next to a Mexican? Comedy.
It's a homo sexual relations.
He's not even a homo.
He's
a potato.
He just likes sexual relations.
It's a potato sexual relationship.
With a man. I mean, he's a potato. He'll fuck anything with legs. Have legs.
It's sensual spudism. Get it right.
That's way better than dudism, which you were dangerously close to getting way too into. That sexual spudism is fucking fun,
that
though.
That was great. I still enjoy it sometimes. Mm.
The hell are you talking about?
Dudism.
Dude, you know, you weren't around for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just perusing the internet and found... funny signs put up by cities that sometimes make sense, sometimes don't, and sometimes you really just want to know the story behind it.
Okay.
Like this one here. It's in front of an alligator reserve, and it says, please do not feed hallucinogens to the alligators.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Well, my idea was, I just want everybody's opinion on what do you think happened that they needed to make this sign?
Hippie ate shrooms, alligator ate hippie.
Yeah, well, sounds good to me.
Could be.
Oh, there must have been something in that hippie I ate.
Yeah. I feel like someone had the, you know, berries and cherries light up behind me. They threw some out the window. Alligators got them. Gator orgy.
Gator orgy? That's a good one.
No, I don't think so. One guy went to a Grateful Dead concert. And was so turned off on everything hippie and drugs that he just puts that on everything now. Like, don't feed hallucinogens to fridge. Like, it's just everywhere in his life.
Don't feed hallucinogens to fridge.
Apparently that one was the sleeper.
You gotta let it sober.
I mean, there's...
It's gotta sober.
It's gotta sober.
I mean...
But see, it's funny because you can't
feed
things
to fridge.
Is it legal
to hunt gators in Florida?
Well,
is
like I said, this is at
illegal?
This is at like a park where you'd go and see them in an exhibit type thing. Okay, scenario where they're in like a little thing where they feed them and you see them do stuff. Somebody fed them hallucinogens.
I guess
I can just imagine them just swimming around biting at nothing.
This was in Florida, tree, though, you know, I'm, oh, sure.
I guess to properly answer this, because I started talking first. I guess to properly answer this, you'd have to see what the effects are of hallucinogens on alligators. Maybe they fly.
Yes.
They start standing up on their tail. You know,
it's
you never
MK
know.
Ultra. It's like the dolphins in the shit
in the Super Bowl. It's LSD. Not a real thing.
No idea what that
means. LSD. Yeah, that's it.
No idea what that means.
Half submerged house.
Yeah.
But no, this had to happen in Florida because I remember taking my son to play putt-putt in Florida. Mm-hmm. It's a very boring story. Ask Kelly. And there was a bridge that you had to putt across, and under that bridge, live alligators. Barely caged off.
Huh.
On hallucinogens. That guy didn't give a fuck. Probably, I didn't ask.
Did you try and hit the gator with the ball?
No.
I would have.
Why?
Just piss it off.
Just to do it.
Okay, my bad.
It's a gator. Don't quit. Who gives a fuck?
Like we went down to Florida and decided it was a good idea to throw ice at gators in the retention pond where there was no barrier or fence, where it just had to swim up to the shore and fuck with us.
Oh.
So we're fucking with it first. I mean,
you don't even have to be fast out running gators. You just gotta zigzag.
You gotta be smart.
You gotta turn quick.
Yeah.
Not, you know, you gotta be about your business.
And you can hold their mouth shut. So.
As long as they don't open it.
No,
you can hold their mouth shut as long as they don't open it.
Yeah. If their mouth is closed, then you.
Yeah, I know. You can't force them shut.
They have clamping power. They don't have.
No, I get it. It just sounded funny the way it's funny the way you worded it.
You sounded dumb.
James, write it down. It was funny the way you worded it.
You stole my shit now, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, write that down. Crystal
clamp. Clamp. Potatoes, clamp, and gators.
Oh.
So, this might involve hallucinogens.
Oh, yeah.
Another bizarre news. A man from Florida was arrested on charges of a misdemeanor after he stripped down inside of a Chick-fil-A and invited people to look at his exposed private parts.
Hmm.
Is that a crime?
Yes. Especially when you and your family are walking by, this is like, hey, are you guys busy? Are you busy? No?
Would you check like out the to stick? Examine my penis?
I mean, like, making them or even, like, telling them to look at your junk, but if you invite them, that sounds cordial.
Well, yeah, but, like, once excuse they look me, at you, sir. They answer you.
Do you know your local flasher? Would you like to know him better?
According also, I have this weird bump down here. Could you tell me if you think that's infectious?
Are you a doctor? Can you tell me? Is this a rash?
Yeah.
What the hell is this? A penis? Why is it inward?
I thought I was a nun. I believe that's a callback. I don't know anymore.
I don't think it is. Is that a callback?
Danny, you're funny.
No.
No.
According to their arrest report, the shocking and bizarre incident took place sometime after 1 a.m. in the parking lot area of the Palm Coast Parkway near Chick-fil-A.
So it didn't actually happen at a Chick-fil-A.
He's accused of stripping down outside of a Chick-fil-A in Palm Coast, trying to start a fight, and then yelling for people to look at his genitals.
Look at my penis!
I hope he worded it exactly like that. Look at my genitals! Look at my genitals! Look at my genitals! I think that's more fun. Or he could have been like randomly tucking it, like, nice it.
No.
Would you fuck me? Because I'd fuck me.
Like, the way you're doing it, are you suggesting that he's doing it without his hands? Like, he just can move his penis to tuck it?
I hope so.
That would be...
That'd be what, Kelly?
That'd be the perfect trap.
The perfect trap? For what? What are you trapping?
Anime terms, kinda.
You're trapping anime?
It's like someone who pretends they're a girl.
Yeah. Stop it.
You know, I
go
wholeheartedly
home.
Agree with Chris.
Actually, don't go home. You do bad stuff there, apparently.
Apparently.
You watch some weird shit.
They went and spoke to investigators saying that her boyfriend had called her saying that he was chased by a naked man on a bike and was also challenging him to a fight.
Oh! Look at my dick. Let's fight? I hope he's wearing nothing but boxing gloves.
Now show me your penis. If it's longer, I'm kicking your ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who's well endowed now, bitch?
Is your penis larger than this?
It was like the guy outside of
he's talking
Wendy's.
To a chick.
Like the guy outside of Wendy's. No, officer, I wasn't masturbating. I just like to eat my Frosty naked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, is this penis exposed? Looks like that penis exposed. No, I'm not. I'm telling you that penis exposed. I'm not asking you if this penis is exposed.
But is this penis exposed?
Yeah.
I'm being cordial.
I'm being cordial.
Cordial as fuck.
Speaking of fuck. See this dick? It was like last week. Hey, man. Hey, Kelly.
Huh?
You using that penis?
Huh?
Mind if I do?
Sure.
No? You don't remember that from last week?
I don't remember that from last week.
I don't think you remember last week.
No. It was weird.
You know road signs, right, Chris?
Road signs?
Yeah, you know road signs.
I mean, not formally. I know of them.
You know what they mean?
Thanks, Grandpa.
Can you explain this one to me?
Yeah. Don't load your oranges on the back of a trailer without a strap.
No.
All hail Trump?
What? Don't try
it's
to.
Orange.
Oh.
Don't try to get revenge on Japan for Pearl Harbor with a TIE fighter.
That's not bad.
That's pretty bad because we didn't use a TIE fighter.
That's what I'm saying. But
we use nuclear bombs.
X-wings.
I'm saying that we did that already, so don't try to use a TIE fighter.
I thought if you put an egg on your Indy car, it'll float.
Okay, yeah. So what's it actually mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't need to know.
Well, this game sucks now.
Looks like if you would describe the image, it would be like the back of a, like a tanker. Like a semi-tanker.
Yeah, it looks like a back of a flatbed trailer on a semi with a big-ass orange on it.
It's
or the sun.
On top of water.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
No. This gas tanker, they're telling you that this gas tanker is about to drive straight off into the water. Don't follow it.
That one time Kelly said macho Randy Man Savage. That still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
uh-huh.
We should probably end the episode.
That's a good segue. Wait a minute, is it a segue if you're ending?
Oh,
yeah, man, you can segue wherever the fuck you want, man.
Yeah.
Like,
we have a new ending that Kelly has no idea about.
Kelly doesn't know what's about.
Let's kick it off old school, though. Let's AMF, I am Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
I'm Kelly.
Oh, I can't be bothered, Danny.
And he's Yams.
Thank you.
There you go.
What are we going to hold?
Beer!
Who's going to hold him?
Whee! Yay!
It's funny. All right. It doesn't get old.
It was great. It was great.
The first time?
Honestly.
First six times?
Every time at this one when there were expectations.
Yeah.
Tends to screw things up.
Yeah.
So do you don't watch like
I feel
movies.
Like we didn't do it
good.
We're
going to
hold beer. Who's going to hold him? We!
Oh, yay!
I like the delayed yay.
I forgot how it went.
You forgot how laughter went?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, being around us, that's not surprising. Visit the beer review after the theme song now
okay.
as well. So I'm sticking with two thumbs.
I'll give it two.
Yeah. Kelly, sticking with one?
I mean, I'd buy a sixer.
Yeah.
So let's do two.
Two?
Does qualify as two, and I still stick with my original two.
Eight out of six.
What about
thumbs?
The hot sauce? What would we rate? What would we
It can suck
honestly,
my asshole.
We didn't really tell anybody this, but it just literally just tastes bad.
Yeah.
It tastes bad.
It literally, it's like tomato paste with a lot of fucking vinegar and salt and like a citric acid in it. It's just really bitter, gross, tomato flavored, and then it's hot.
Really hot.
Yes, agreed. Extremely like, hot, but.
Well, not about the really hot.
There's no reason to eat this because it tastes like trash.
Yeah.
And only $10 for like 6 ounces.
Yeah,
$10 of trash.
I feel like the perfect description for this beer could also be put on Chris's tombstone. Bitterness and pain. That's all it is.
This episode?
No, Chris. And the hot sauce.
I thought you said beer.
Yeah, you bitterness, said beer.
Bitterness and pain.
For the episode.
Yes. Did I say beer?
Yeah. That's why we're all confused, bro.
I was all into it.
Beer was good.
I was all into it. I was like, dang, he's getting really good at this. And then he...
No. But is it comfy?
Is it comfy?
Is it comfy?
Sure.
I'm telling you it's comfy.
My penis?
Is it funny?
Put a Reds and the Zima and you mix it all up. That's what it was. Not even a coconut, but it was a Reds and a Zima.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Yeah.
Yams are funny.
Oh, yeah.
Can they write that down?
Writing it down.
What the fuck? Writing it down.
All right.
Oh, that was supposed to be Matthew McConaughey? I thought you were going for mentally handicapped Southern man.
Could be.
Matthew McConaughey?
It was like George Clooney only does George Clooney. Matthew McConaughey.
What?
McConaughey.
Only does mentally challenged.
George Clooney. Right?
Sure.